Welcome back to another episode, guys, of Touch Talk. KT on the mic right now. This week is Super Bowl week, obviously. A little bit of excitement coming around the air here for all you LA and Patriot fans out there. So, in honor of that, I want to talk about home versus away. What's the benefits of going home, and what's the benefits of playing away, or doing your thing, doing your passion away at home. The benefits of home, first off, is you got the comfort zone, you got the your home necessities, you got your area, you know the places, you can help other people, no need for any GPS really, if you know everywhere and you know what you're doing, and you're just in the zone. The good thing about home too, and more importantly, more than any of that, is you're more comfortable. You're inside your comfort zone, and you know what to do. It seems like you seem more fluid in your actions, and things get done at a quicker rate. All fair and good. Now the cons of home: you get too comfortable, you take it lightly, and you don't do what you gotta do. Because you're next to your home, you're in your house for a week or something, doing your passion. You don't have those necessities. You don't have that comfort zone, so it could get skewed. Now, the thing with home is you just have to be more complacent. Just don't be complacent. You don't want to be complacent. As long as you don't be complacent, you do your thing. Home's a great thing. Away? What's the benefits of away? Okay, the benefits of away, the first major benefit of playing away, and I used to do this in basketball, and I still do sometimes, is you don't have to worry about expectations. And you shouldn't worry about it at home, but there's a little bit of added pressure when you're home. You want to make something happen, impress. Away, not really. There's no expectations. There's no major thing other than you just go out there and be more free-spirited. That's the benefits of away. You're more free-spirited. There's not as much pressure. And it's really just enjoying the moment more. I feel you can enjoy the moment when you're on the road. The downside, of course, is homesickness. You have no clue where you're going the first couple weeks. It takes some time to get adjusted if you're taking a month-long trip or even a two-week business trip. The point is, you have to just understand that there's benefits to both. I would prefer, of course, I'm a homer. Home's the best. But hey, if there's eventually a time where Hawaii is better, you gotta go with that. So this weekend, it doesn't matter. It's just it's a neutral site for both teams or both away. But the more we break it down, the more we experience both home and away, we can be more centered and more focused moving forward in the direction we want rather than the direction we don't want. So stay calm, stay productive as always this week, and let's get it both home and away.